It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 26 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Man, there was a lot of basketball played last week. We're missing Tony. He's out of commission, and we miss you, buddy. We hope you'll be back soon. But we got a special guest in here. We got the voice of the Leopards. Jay Bunyard's going to be with us. We appreciate you coming in, sitting with us for just a little bit.
Hey, it's an honor. I'm moving up in the world. I'm finally going to get on the podcast. Wow.
We appreciate you taking the time to do it. I know you're a busy guy, and we're going to talk about basketball here in just a minute. A lot of makeup games, man. Teams playing five games last week. That's a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we're going to talk about the number 69 as it relates to football. And so, looking at the first number 69, I have Jared Allen. You remember him, Purple People Eater, right?
Yeah, he was pretty wild guy.
He played somewhere else.
Chiefs. He played for the Chiefs,
okay.
I believe.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. John Runyon, you aware of who he is?
I've heard the name.
Yep. How about Tim Crumrie?
I've also heard that name.
Yeah. I'm going to guess he's probably a Pittsburgh player.
Probably so. We know who put this list together.
Yeah, that's right. We know who put this
list together. Whether he's here or not, we know who put it together.
That's right. That's the number 69. Not a lot of people wear 69. But so we looked it up. We couldn't find any Razorbacks that wore that number. And so we're going to move on to basketball now. And we're going to start out by talking about the Queen Leopards and the Lady Leopards. Both of those teams went 1-1 last week. They both lost to Nashville on Tuesday night, and then both beat Camden Fairview on Friday night. A big victory for the Lady Leopards and the Leopards on Friday night because, you're looking at those four teams vying for three spots going to regionals. Beating Camden Fairview was huge for the ladies, and then the boys, tremendous victory for them.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Victory was, I believe, the word that I used. I can't ever remember our boys defeating Camden Fairview before on the hardwood. And they showed some resilience. They were up 4 at the half, and Fairview battled back to tie it at the end of the third quarter, and I thought, uh-oh. And then our boys buckled down, outscored them 15-10 in the fourth quarter, and pulled off a stunning upset. You know, the Cardinals have three or four conference victories, so they've beaten some good teams in the league.
Yeah, they have, and one of the things, Jay, is we were calling the game that, I don't know what happened Friday night, but nobody could make a shot. You look at the Lady Leopards, they scored 2 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think the term I used was grinding it out.
Yeah, and, well, that's being generous.
Yeah, they definitely grinded it out. But, the girls and the Lady Cardinals tied at 19 at the half, and our girls came out and really played well in the third quarter and pulled away in that game. But back to the boys, the Leopards' first conference win, they were on a 12-game losing streak. It would have been very easy for Coach Brandon Lindley, the seniors like Jake Martin and those guys, just to fold up the tents and head to baseball season. But, that's a big win. When you could knock off Camden Fairview.
Yeah, I think so too. And congratulations to them for that. We're not going to talk. We'll talk about the Nashville games a little bit. Nashville, both the Scrapperettes and Scrappers just got really good basketball teams. And when you play them over there, you better be ready to play or they're going to mercy roll you. And that's pretty much what happened. So
yeah, our boys battled back against Nashville here and almost pulled it out late in the game.
Yep.
And so I was curious to see if Nashville would come out inspired last Tuesday night, and they did.
Yeah.
And really put up some big scores.
And Bo Bell didn't play against us over when we played in the Queen, but he did and had 21 points against the Leopards in last Tuesday night. But this week, the Leopards have Arkadelphia on Tuesday, and again, a huge game for the Lady Leopards. I'm not going to tell you all the calculations because it gets into differential math and stuff.
But it's over my head.
But I believe that if the Lady Leopards win this game, they're in second place.
Probably right, because obviously the team we're watching is Magnolia, and we still have to go down to Magnolia.
That's right.
And turn that game. But they've got four conference losses.
Mm-hmm.
We have three. They still have to play Nashville.
That's right.
Again. So, yeah, a win over Arkadelphia would be huge.
Yeah. If we can beat them, I think that pretty much solidifies second place. If we lose to them, then you're looking at, we've got one more game, which is against Magnolia, and that game's going to be for, possibly not going.
Right.
Probably for the fourth place seeding. And you don't want to be fourth seeding spot and going to regionals.
That 8-4A conference, our conference rolled through them last year in the regionals. But, DeQueen saw Watson Chapel earlier this year. They're in fourth place in that league.
I know.
And Warren's got a very good team. Of course, Star City's always good. So, yeah, you want to be the 2 seed going into that regional tournament, if at all possible.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And then for the boys, as they play Arkadelphia, and that's going to be another big game to see how they come off that win. I think, does that boost them up, make them play better, or does that, are they satisfied?
Well, let's get out that grinder and
yeah, that's right.
And, we'll grind. See if we can ugly out that game, too.
That sounds like a great plan to me. But then, another big non-conference game, and we talk about this all the time on the podcast about playing games against teams around here. Friday night, the Leopards are going to go to the Dirks and play the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. I can see, for the boys' game, and Jeff, you can ring in here, but for the boys' game, I think it'll be a competitive contest. I think both those teams are kind of evenly matched, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think they excuse me. I think they could both be competitive games. I mean, I think this is a game, and me and you've kind of talked about this off there. I'd like to see it around Christmas break.
That's right. Yeah.
I think that's a perfect time for that. You want these teams playing.
Yeah.
Because of the crowd and the fan base that it brings.
Yeah.
But, there's a bigger picture taking place this time of year than just a local matchup.
Well, and that's what I think, too. I think if it was played in, I can see, Thanksgiving week, where you don't want to travel a long ways or maybe sometime around Christmas break playing. That'd be a great time to play those games. You'd still get that big crowd. Coming in, and this is just me, I know you want to play good teams, but, there's a mental aspect to these teams of not wanting to get them down. Going into the conference tournament or the regional tournament, but we'll see how it works. Those coaches are a lot smarter than I am because if I'm not
they've scheduled more than we have.
That's right. They've done a little bit more scheduling. So anyway, going to be two big games for both the Leopards and Lady Leopards this week. Look forward to seeing how they do.
I've got Coach Brandon Lindley with me today, and Coach, Friday night, big victory over Camden Fairview.
Yes, that was a good win for us. I felt like kind of all year long, there's been a lot of games that we've been right there close, with opportunities to win, and just haven't seemed to get over the hump. But Friday night, we were able to get the win, and it felt good.
It was a great victory. Really exciting game to watch and really happy for those kids.
Me too. They've worked hard all year. They've been a joy to coach all year and wanted them to have some success or whatever. So I was definitely very proud for those young men.
Yeah. Talking a little bit about one of the kids that didn't get to play, Luke Dawson, according to him anyway, he thinks he probably got some knee damage, probably be out for the rest of the year. And you know, I know he's a senior, and as are a lot, you know, four out of your five starters Friday night were seniors, and they've been playing a long time. They always give 110% effort, and to see it finally play out, it was really great. But the question I had for you was, you know, maybe just if you would just talk about your seniors just for a minute. And I know you got one of them that's really special to you, you know, and but and you know, I would think you know that coaching those kids, and I know you've coached them when they were in peewees and stuff. So you've been with them for a long time. You know them all, you know their families. And just, if you could just, you know, as they end up here, we're almost to the end of basketball season.
Got right.
A couple of weeks ago, but as they end up, I just want to get your thoughts on them and how they've done and just whatever you want to say about them.
All right. Well, like I said, I was very fortunate. For the seniors that are on our team, I coached when they were, I guess, from the time we moved here when Caden was fourth grader. So fourth, fifth, and sixth grade year, I helped coach them. And those four were, of course, my son, Caden Lindley, Jake Martin, Connor Shelton, and Kyle Williamson, who came back out for basketball this year, hadn't played since he was maybe a freshman or whatever. And those four boys are just outstanding young men. Not only am I proud of what they have accomplished, you know, athletically and those type of things, but probably more proud of the type of young men all four of them are. So that's those four. It's you know, and also being the principal at the middle school, I've seen them come through our building, and so just knowing those young men, that's pretty special. And then the other seniors that we have, that you know, you start with Luke Dawson, that you mentioned. Luke's another young man that I actually coached his mother at Hayworth many, many years ago, and then get the opportunity to coach Luke this year. Another very outstanding young man. I'm hoping Tuesday he goes for an MRI, and hoping he gets good news that he can finish out the rest of the year with us. But another just outstanding individual. Hopefully he can finish it out on the court with us. And then you got Brian Salaces, who that really just kind of got to know this summer, and being around him, and just a young man who just works hard all the time, attitudes the same way all the time. And I feel like he's just going to be one of those individuals at some point is going to make somebody a very good employee, just because he is he's always there, always great attitude, and a hard worker. And the same, Nolan Ayers is another young man. Just kind of known Nolan a little bit for the last few years, just with him being around the sports, but just trying to get to know him a little better since this summer and through, and just build a relationship there. And again, just a kid, he wants to play basketball, and he just loves the game of basketball. He's probably, if the gym's open, that young man's in there. And I'm just proud that he's able to this year been able to get the playing time, and that he, you know, he hasn't really got that much over his career, but this year he's been able to get playing time and contribute and help, and he's had some big games along the way. And then last two seniors, again, just kind of getting to know them this year as well. They didn't come through the middle school here, but Derek Holland and Mike Samnicio, and both of them just really good kids, hard workers, and just again wish all those young men the best going forward.
Well, you know, all great kids, and just good to hear you talk about them that way. And of course, you know, you're coming to the end of your re-coaching experience, I'll call it.
Right.
I mean, and yeah, got any feelings like you want to keep going?
I don't think so. It's been an enjoyable year. It's been a fun year, but trying to balance the principal side of it and then with the coaching aspect of it, just I'm one of those that I'm always thinking and you know, this is going on, that's going on, and so my brain never just shuts off. I'm either thinking about situations or scenarios within the middle school or vice versa with basketball, and so this whole time my brain is yet to shut off, and so the mental aspect of it has just it's been wearing on me, but I don't think I would change this year for anything, just being able, like I said, to be around those young men, hopefully had some kind of positive impact that will be with them and stick with them for the rest of their lives as well.
Yeah, well, I was really just kidding you. I figured with all you had going, that was a little overwhelming. But I know you love doing it, and having those kids that you coached earlier really makes a difference too.
Yes.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me for a few minutes, and really enjoyed that victory over at Camden Fairview Friday night, and looking forward to see how y'all finish out the season. I appreciate you talking to me so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Greg, and we thank you guys for all your support for the Leopards.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades, and they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
And now we're going to talk about the Horatio Lions. The Horatio Lions are still winless on the year, and they lost 4 games last week. But, you know, playing better, talking to Coach Bryce Merrick, I think he's, you know, actually encouraged a little bit about what they're doing. I think his system, you know, they're finally buying into what he's doing. And I think, you know, it just takes some time for that. And I think he's getting it there, and that's a good thing. Lady Lions, they're 12-9 on the year. Last week they had two wins and two losses, and Aaliyah Ayers and Presley Sprick led the way for the Lady Lions there. This week they got a couple of games. They're going Kirby's coming in Horatio, and then Friday they're going to umpire. So, and Jeff, again, you may weigh in on this a little bit, because I think that umpire game may be a winnable game for the Horatio boys.
I believe so. And, you know, they played the Outlaws last Monday. Outlaws defeated them 64-45, but the Lions, and they looked a lot better than they did the first matchup of the season. You can see a lot of improvement in that team.
Yeah.
And they've had some success with their junior boys this year too. Yeah. So there's some room for, you know, optimism there in Horatio.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think Bryce got them on the right track. It's just, you know, those things you don't turn things around in a day or two. Yeah. But anyway, we'll move on. Time to talk about the Foreman Gators now. Foreman Gators are, man, really good basketball team this year, Tuttle.
Yes, they are.
17-4 on the year. What's this loss to Spring Hill? They must have played at Spring Hill.
I didn't know if I wanted to focus on that during this segment or the Outlaw segment, but it just kind of tells you how our conference is. Foreman beat the Outlaws 89-63 last week. They made 11 three-pointers, 7 in the first half. So Mercy ruled the Outlaws. The Outlaws Mercy ruled Spring Hill on Friday, and then Spring Hill beats Foreman in a makeup game on Saturday. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, when you play that many games, that probably has a lot to do with it too. But you know, I mean, Gators got a really good basketball team. But
always have athletes.
Yeah, they do, and so this week they're playing Bradley.
Ooh.
Now, that ought to be a game to see.
Is Benny Harris still down at Bradley?
I was going to say, Bradley's coach used to coach at Foreman.
He did.
Yeah.
Benny coached at Foreman, I believe, back when we played.
Yeah, I think so. He's been there for a while. So he's down at Bradley now, huh?
Yeah.
And Bradley's got a good basketball team.
Yeah, they usually have a pretty good team.
Yeah, so that'll be a good game. Lady Gators, you know, they lost three times last week, and they're going to Bradley also, and probably doesn't get any easier for them down there. But anyway, we'll see how they do this week.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
Now we're going to talk about the Ashdown Panthers and Pantherettes. Yeah, that Ashdown Panthers lost three games last week. They lost to Bismarck and Center Point. And, you know, the Pantherettes lost to Falk and Bismarck and Center Point also. So three losses for those teams. You know, these makeup games, when you don't have a lot of depth on your team, it can just wear you out. And, you know, you're playing three, four, five games. You know, that's just tough.
Yeah.
We had two of those games on the radio. I heard Jim Cross call a couple of those games last week. And, of course, Pantherettes or Lady Panthers have struggled with their numbers, as you mentioned. And you talk about tough. I can remember back when I played in the day, two games in a row in 2 days were typically okay. You know, still have my legs that second day. But that third game in 3 days, man, you just have no spring in your legs at all. So I can't imagine, like, Dirk's playing five games last week. Yeah.
Well, they got Wednesday off.
Okay. man.
Yeah. Well, and I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, but really they didn't have any choice, did they? Just because it's district tournament time.
They had to get them in before the to decide the conference.
Yeah.
You know, for the junior high, it starts on Monday. I'm not sure when we'll air, but, you know, it started.
It started Monday, right?
Yeah.
And they had to adjust that a little bit and go to two schools.
It was supposed to start Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they're playing it the first round at Mountain Pine and at Cutter. So.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, they had to get their games in.
Yep. So, anyway, this week the Ashdown Panthers and Pantherettes are going to Harmony Grove and Smackover. Is it Pantherettes or Lady Panthers?
I think they go by Lady Panthers.
Okay.
But we'll have the Smackover games on 105.3 Friday night. So,
okay.
Jim Cross will have the call there. Looking forward to catching some of that action. Buckaroos and the Panthers.
Yeah, that'll be great. I got to see Jim's buddy, Daryl Coker, the other day.
Oh, his good buddy. Yeah,
he
came in.
Yeah.
I heard that auction Saturday night. They've got Tyler Davis still totaling up the numbers, but they think they might have topped $1 million for the first time. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's very impressive what they do down there.
Yes, it is.
And the stuff the different things they have to auction off. I mean, you're talking about a car for $25. You know, you get a ticket for $25, you can get a car. That's a pretty good deal. You know, and it's worth a shot anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the Ashdown Panthers and Lady Panthers. This week got a couple of games, and look forward to listening to Jim Cross on 105.3 Friday night as they play the Smackover Buckaroos. And it's time to talk about the Legacy Warriors. The Warriors and Lady Warriors didn't play any high school basketball last week, but the junior high Lady Warriors did win the state championship in HCAA 1A. And so they defeated Lakewood Christian. They were led there by Hannah Grace Lofton, who had 22 out of 27 points.
Oh, wow.
Those Lofton girls know how to play basketball.
Apparently
they
do. Does that have anything to do with Jason?
I think it's probably more Cindy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. But congratulations to them for that state championship. And we'll talk more about the Legacy Warriors and Lady Warriors next week.
And now it is time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the award show, where we're able to give out various awards for all the performances from last week. So let's start it off. Greg, who is going to be the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week?
Heavenly Pickings from the Lady Leopards. She had two good games and a loss against Nashville, then a win versus Camden Fairview.
Nice. And what about the Domtar Panther Player of the Week?
That will be Gracelyn Blankenship.
And the Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week?
That's going to go to Aaliyah Ayers. She had three good games last week.
What about the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week down in Foreman?
We're going to go with Gunner Phillips this week. He had a great week, and congratulations to him.
Cool. What about Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week?
We're going to go with Karsten Scrivener. And she's one of those kind of players that you could go with almost any week.
Mm-hmm.
But this week we chose her as the Scrapper Player of the Week.
Nice. What about the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week?
Well, we're going to give it to the birthday girl. Yeah. That's Presley Pugh, who hit 7 3-pointers on her birthday last week.
That's nice. What about the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week?
Maddox Plunkett.
Mm.
What a name.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a great one. How about the Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week?
And as we talked about earlier, they're not in their high school teams didn't play, but mm-hmm. we're going to give it to the junior girls team who won the state championship in HCAA 1A.
Nice.
Congratulations to them for that victory.
What about the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week?
That's going to be Gwen Bradshaw.
Hmm. Heard that name before.
Mm-hmm.
What, we move on to the more broad awards here. The Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
And we're going to go with Addison Hill of the Lady Outlaws. Just an outstanding performer all year long, but last week had a good week. 5 games they played last week.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area?
And we're going to go with Bo Bell of the Nashville Scrappers. He had a great game against the Queen and then also against Hope last week.
Very cool. And finally, the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area and winner of an awesome T-shirt.
That's going to McLean Smith of the Dirks Outlaws. He played 5 games last week and averaged 25 points per game.
Wow.
What a great week for McLean.
Nice. One more thing to talk about, and that is the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week, Greg.
And we're going to go with DeQueen versus Dirks. We talked about that. You know, that's just how much we love those local games, and that's going to be a packed house over at Dirks Friday night. So
get there early.
Yeah, get there early and be ready for some good basketball.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossetot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossetot has the 3rd highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic-serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossetot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossetotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossetotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Okay, that ends up the high school basketball talk, but we've got some other things to talk about. I mean, there was a little football game played Sunday night. And, you know, I've never seen as much grief or guff or
controversy
over the halftime stuff.
I was going to say it overtook the game.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you know, the only complaint I have about the game is that the Patriots didn't kick an extra point when they scored that last touchdown.
You must have had them on the board.
I would have won.
Oh, my.
I would have won. But they went for 2, didn't make it. And that's just,
if it makes you feel any better, I never had a shot at any any quarter. I never had a shot at any quarter on my boards.
Well, you know, when I looked at my numbers, I thought, oh, man, those are horrible. But you know, it worked out. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I didn't care about either, which, you know, we talked about this before. I didn't care about which team won. I know you'd pick the Patriots, but
I wanted the Seahawks to win, but I had to pick the Patriots to stick with my pick from a month ago.
Right. But I, you know, the thing about it is that, we, you know, I never got interested in the game. Never. Did you? No,
not really. I mean, I thought it was a really boring game.
It was really boring, and I know Jay, he doesn't care anything about it, but I think did you have a favorite commercial?
Yeah.
Was it the Budweiser commercial?
No, the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, yeah.
I can't think of what they called it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I like the Budweiser one with the eagle and the Clydesdale.
The Dunkin' Donuts had all the sitcom characters on there, yeah. Throwback.
Yeah.
Well, the one point I'll make is about the Super Bowl is, you know, the old adage is defense wins championships. And I mean, the Seahawks, you know, that's the reason it was a boring game. New England couldn't move the football.
Yeah. Well, there was one point where I was already thinking when we'd done the podcast, I said, man, I'm going to get in there tomorrow. And I'm going to really throw them off when I tell them I think the player of the game, the MVP, and even on the losing team, Christian Gonzalez, he made some huge plays at defensive back to keep it from being a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
But then the scoring kind of started a little bit in the second half. But there was one point where he was keeping the Patriots in the game.
But well, so what'd you think about Bad Bunny?
Listen, that didn't bother me. I mean, I don't usually watch the halftime entertainment anyway. And you may have seen it on Facebook. You've seen everybody complaining.
I saw what you put down.
My point was, if it bothers you, turn the game off. Because Bad Bunny didn't do that. The NFL is the one that picked the performers, well, them and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So if you're mad about it, you're mad at the NFL. So
they picked the person they thought would make them the most money. Oh, that's absolutely what they did. That's exactly why they do that. They don't care if you're singing hymns.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. If that's what make them the most money, that's what they do.
You can have the last three number one songs in the nation, but if you're selling 60 million albums, they're taking you.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And so, you know, that's the way I looked at it. I know there was that alternative deal. I don't even know where it was. I had some people over, you know, we were doing things and I had a fire built and we were out there talking about different things and doing stuff at halftime. I really didn't even know he sang in Spanish till after the game was over.
Well, I'd seen beforehand where he was going to do it all in Spanish. And that's, I mean, he gave everybody the heads up and said if you wanted to understand him, to learn Spanish. But I thought he had a pretty united message.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was all said and done, he was preaching love over hate.
Yeah.
How can you be mad about that?
That's right.
I mean.
That's right. But anyway, anything else you want to talk about with Super Bowl?
No, you've already got me wound up.
Yeah, I know. Well, you just preach on, buddy. Well, you know, one thing I want to go back to that you mentioned when you were talking about the district tournament being at Spring Hill and it being one-sided. What you know, especially in today's climate, you know, when there's two sides, why are there people sitting on what I would term the visitor side? You know, we go to Arkadelphia. Hey, did y'all play at Arkadelphia this year?
They did play at Arkadelphia.
I didn't go
to the game.
But, you know, there are more Arkadelphia people sitting on the visitor side than there are on the home side.
Is it closer when they walk in?
No.
Oh, it's farther away. Lazy.
It's farther away. Huh. And you know,
to stir the pot, then, is that what you're thinking?
Well, I just don't understand. I don't – as – this is my opinion. As school officials – I would keep them separate just because I think it'd be easier.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more chance of something happening if I'm sitting three people down from Jay and he's on the other team, we're both mouthing, than there is if it's across the court. You know, usually they're not going to jump out and go across court. Every once in a while they will, but not usually.
Well, you know, it's like at Spring Hill, and they have a sign on the wall, on the back wall, like the top row, it says home and visitor. Well, you know, like the other night, we sat like close to midcourt on the side that said visitor. Well, you know, the gym's full because Derek's travels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they come up there in Spring Hill, people just start sitting right in the middle of everybody. And in the first game, junior boys game, I mean, their fans are hollering. And, I mean, it had the chance to get out of hand.
Yeah.
If they would have been close games, it probably would have. But
yeah,
none of the three games were close, so.
Well, and that's why, I mean, I just, you know, I really don't like it when they, because I think it's just maybe an intimidation thing, you know, and stuff like that. And I just don't see that being a good, I don't see it being a good situation. And I've seen our fans get into it with Arkadelphia's fans over there.
Only people that's good for is the bouncer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It does work for that. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that real quickly because, you know, if there's two sides, come on, you know which side to sit on. Sit on your side. You know, I mean.
Yeah, lots of gyms even have it posted on the door when you walk in. You know, visitor.
Yeah.
Home.
Now, Hope, they basically make you do it pretty much. But you know, Hope's a different place anyway. You know, you got to walk in through a metal detector to get in. You know, we're not used to that, are we? But anyway, moving on from that, Hog basketball, they only played one game last week and went to Mississippi State and beat them decisively. Not sure that Mississippi beating them decisively is really a big deal, though. But going on the road, still a big win.
Yeah, any road win is a big win. And to have two starters out, you know, DJ Wagner and Carter Knox and Seeley, you know, where's he been all year? You know, he came up and really made some nice contributions. But, man, that Darius Acuff Jr., I mean.
He's special.
He's won SEC Freshman of the Week so many times they ought to name the award after him.
That's right. That's right.
He's an amazing player, and he'll be a lottery pick, and it'll be fun to see how far he can carry the Hogs in the big dance.
Yeah. Well, and you know the thing about it is it's really not up to him, is it? It's really how those other guys play.
Yeah.
Because
when Brazil's hot, and also the other freshman, Malik Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, when those guys are getting off behind the three-point line, they can beat anybody in the country.
Yeah,
I think Ewing's a big key, too. I mean, if he's having a good game, you know, everything kind of clicks for him. Are they ranked 17th? Is that what they are right now?
I don't know what if they went up. They were 21st after they lost to Kentucky. 21st. But I don't know if they went up this week.
And I'm a really optimistic guy. I'm sure the Hogs will let me down like they usually do at some point. But, man, I think they're the best 21st ranked team I've seen in a long time.
Well, you know, Ewan didn't play very many minutes on Saturday. Pringle probably had, you know, 3/4 of the playing time, you know, in the five spot. And Calipari had made some comments, you know, earlier in the week, we got to get Pringle going. So, you know, if they get Pringle and Ewan, you know, to maybe combine down low for 15, 20 points, 10, 15 rebounds, That'll sure help.
Yep, it will. Well, I've said it 100 times, and I'll say it again. While Calipari's coaching them, they're going to win a lot of games, and they'll be a lot of fun to watch. I don't know how far they'll go, but they'll win a lot of games, and they're fun to watch. Yep. He can recruit, that's for sure.
But when you play on the road, 11 o'clock tip-offs are great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Kickoffs, too.
Yep, that's exactly right. But looking forward to seeing how they do this week. They're they at LSU, and then they've got Auburn in the revenge game because Auburn wore them out down there.
They were not the best-looking number 21 ranked team.
Not that night.
They were probably ranked higher than that at that point.
Yeah, you're probably right, they were. But anyway, you know, you look at the next thing there, we got one undefeated basketball team left in college basketball, and that's Miami of Ohio, because Arizona got beat last night.
Watched a little bit of that. Of course, it's hard to win in the Fog Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
And, boy, that crowd was raucous last night. I mean, you couldn't hardly hear the ESPN announcers.
Yeah.
And tough place to play, and Kansas pulled it out in the end, a couple of points.
Yeah. Yep, so doesn't mean Arizona's not a good basketball team.
I had Miami, Ohio being undefeated right now on my bingo card.
Well, they knocked off Marshall this week, so.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Tony. Yeah.
So now we'll know that Miami, Ohio will be Tony's team, that'll be his dark horse team. And you know, and he was saying they probably won't get seeded very high, but I think they've got enough. You know, not only for this year, but for other years, they've got enough clout that they may get up there a little bit, you know, being undefeated. I mean, they're not ranked real high. They're ranked somewhere around 20th, I think. But I think they'll probably be a 5 seed.
Oh,
maybe a 6 seed.
Okay.
Yeah. But only because, you know, they've got the history.
They hope they're not a 5 seed.
No.
Because they'll play that 12.
Yeah.
We know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, and maybe I'm saying they're too high, but I just can't see them being 8-9 if they stay undefeated. Now, if they're not, you know, if they lose a couple of games, then you're talking, that's out the window. But, you know, I think one of the things, you know, as we get into basketball, you know, and it's kind of what I like about basketball and the NCAA. It doesn't matter whether you're Miami of Ohio or you're Gonzaga or you're Arkansas or you're Arizona.
The Dayton Flyers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you know, they can all win because you're playing, you know, it's not, you know, football is a little different.
NCAA tournament, the first few rounds, we've talked about that before. That's some of the greatest television you get right there.
Yeah.
It's not the best 4 out of 7. It's one and you're done. And it's hard to put 6 of your best performances back-to-back over a 3-weekend period. And you're going to have a couple of games to where you got to get lucky. And so it'll be interesting to follow. But I tell you what, I watched Arizona play Oklahoma State Saturday. And when they get – I believe they've got the best talent, the best team, but we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, I'm still pulling from Gonzaga if it's not Arkansas. I do that every year. I don't know why, but I just like them. But you know what their mascot is?
The Zags.
No. Bulldog.
Bulldogs.
That's right.
Yeah, they're Bulldogs. But everybody calls them Zags so for so long, you forget about that. Anything else you want to talk about before we go?
I do have something
I want
to mention
real
quick. Lady Razorback softball started this past week, and kind of a local to us, Lily Faye McCorder, as a true freshman, got in and got to pitch a few innings.
Oh, cool.
So, it's pretty.
Did you watch it? I watched one game.
I did not get to watch any of it, but I kind of keep up with them through her mom on Facebook. And,
yeah.
You know, well, so.
That's really
pretty,
cool.
Pretty neat.
Yep. That's really cool, and they went 3-1 in that.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think I saw where they set a record for like most runs scored in a series or a weekend or something. I mean, it was unreal.
I think they're going to be pretty good. But you know the thing about it is, I think they're the 8th ranked team in the country, and they're 5th in the SEC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. Girls softball in the SEC, especially when you added Texas and Oklahoma, it's tough. Really tough. Same thing you're seeing with our Lady Razorback basketball team. You know, they did okay in the preseason, but I don't even know when the last time they won a game is.
Yeah, they've been pretty mediocre. And a team that I'm watching, in fact, it's a column that I'm working on for a future issue of the DeQueen Bee. Vanderbilt women's team is the team that I'm following on the women's college basketball side. And here's why. You remember Roy Lake? Mm-hmm. It was here for a number of years. Well, he married Shay Ralph's mother.
Right.
And Shay is the, of course, she was All-American at UConn, the 2000 most valuable player on their national championship team. I remember back around and she's now the head coach at Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Yeah, Shay Ralph.
Yeah.
But anyway, this was back about 1999, and Roy was bringing his family to DeQueen to see Gene and Jane Lake for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Roy gives me a call a few days ahead of time. He said, "Man, can you get me a key to the gym?" At that time, we were playing in that old rock gym out behind the junior high we were talking about. And I said, "What for?" And he said, "Well, I want to." My stepdaughter, I promised her coach that you know, we would shoot, you know, while on our trip to Arkansas.
Right.
And so I get to meet Shay Ralph and get a key from Mr. Blackwood, open up the gym for him, meet him up there on Christmas Eve. And she stood in one corner and just drained three-pointer after three-pointer, moved over to the other corner, three-pointer after three-pointer. Most impressive shooting exhibition I've ever seen. I think she could have made them with her eyes closed. And so anyway, I've kind of followed her over the years since I had a chance to meet her. Vanderbilt's 22-2 as we speak, ranked seventh in the country. That's who I'm rooting for on the women's side.
There you go. And, well, you know, and I'm just happy that Roy's game didn't ruin hers.
Well, Roy, he used to always, you know, he walked on at North Carolina.
Yeah.
And he got some mop-up minutes, you know, on a couple of Tar Heel blowouts. But as Roy would jokingly say, his claim to fame was getting to guard All-American Phil Ford every day in practice.
Yeah. So, man, that's why Phil had so much confidence. Yeah. Now, Roy, he could shoot three-pointers. Making them was a different story. Yeah. But, nah, he was a great guy. And that's a good story. But anything else you guys got before we go?
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody for taking the time to listen to us. And just want to mention our sponsors. We appreciate them so much for all they do. We couldn't do it without them. We appreciate all the coaches and the play-by-play guys, everybody that gets us information each week. But most of all, we appreciate the kids and what they do. That's who we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.